Today marks the end of week two of the war crimes tribunal of Slobodan Milosevic. The former Yugoslav leader began taking the stand in his own defense this week, questioning witnesses for the prosecution, sometimes for longer than the prosecution itself. Milosevic has asked aggressive questions and provoked some extreme reactions from witnesses. We talked to Diane Orenlicker, a war tribunal expert at American University. She says Milosevic's courtroom deafness has somewhat surprised experts.
I think a lot of people were surprised at how deeply engaged Milosevic became in traditional defense lawyering once he started to cross-examine witnesses. His overall strategy had been one of defiance of the tribunal's very legitimacy. And until the trial itself began, he said, I don't recognize the legitimacy of this tribunal, therefore I will not appoint a defense lawyer.
So you're saying he rewrites his own narrative by getting up there and being his own counsel?
It was, I would say that it's, in a sense, a consistent strategy. But it was unexpected because his overall story had been, I'm going to do a political trial, I'm going to do a political challenge. And now he's actually getting into the nitty-gritty work of defense lawyering, which is tripping up witnesses. Now, I think this is consistent with his overall challenge because he said this is not a serious court. And part of what he's doing is taking the measure of the prosecutor and saying, you haven't done your homework. Your witnesses are flawed. And his challenge all along has been, this is not a serious tribunal. It's organized to convict. And this allows him to reinforce that story.
Well, what do you think of his charge that he is morally superior to his opponents? And I quote here, he says, the truth is on my side. That is why I feel superior here. That is why I feel to be the moral victor. After all, the public will speak up. They are the jury because this tribunal does not have one.
Well, first of all, I think his main audience there is the Serbian public. He is playing to Serbian public opinion above all when he says that. So it's certainly not surprising that that's the line he's taking. Interestingly, though, his charge that the tribunal is false and that he's got truth on his side is a much easier position to take if you're not putting yourself on the witness stand. And as his own defense counsel, Milosevic gets to make claims like that without subjecting himself to cross-examination. If he were a witness and made that statement, a prosecutor would have a field day bringing in impeaching testimony and cross-examining Milosevic about his own credibility. This way he gets to stand on a soapbox before the Serb public without opening himself up to cross-examination.
Well, you've mentioned the Serb public. I mean, opinion has been divided in Serbia about the court, about the methods by which Milosevic is appearing before the court. So he may be scoring some points back home, and presumably for history.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out because the story that the prosecutor has told consistently is that they're prosecuting an individual who is responsible for his crimes. They are not prosecuting the Serbian nation. And Milosevic is telling a diametrically opposite story. He's saying, this is a prosecution not of me, but of my people. And I am going to stand up to this persecution of my people. I wonder how well that's going to go over with the Serb public. I'm not sure they're going to be thrilled to be dragged into Milosevic's crimes. So his testimony is riveting the Serbian public. I'm not sure they're going to be thrilled with his narrative.
I suppose it shouldn't be a surprise that someone who played the nationalist card so adroitly throughout his political career could do it again, even under these circumstances.
This is vintage Milosevic in every way. He's playing to Serbian history right now. He has fashioned his whole career around his image of himself as the leader of an embattled Serbian nation. And right now he's playing the final chapter of that personal narrative.
Diane Orenlicker, thank you very much for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Diane Orenlicker is an expert on war crime tribunals at American University in Washington.